today should challenge each one of us. The title is this: Lead Like It, in big letters, matters. Lead Like capital It matters. Because it will change your lives. Y'all know what the it is? Oh, we're going to get to that here in a minute. We're going to get there here, ain't we? Think about this. Think about a time in your lives when you were closer to God than you are now. Think about a time in your lives when you were closer to God than you are now. I know sometimes people come to church every week, every service, but they're still getting further and further from God in their daily walks. They try to talk the talk, sort of say, but they don't walk the walk behind it. Amen. Can you think of a time in your life when God always seemed nearer to you? I think when we go through some loss in our lives is when we can definitely feel God's presence more than some other times, nearer to us, I guess you could say. We might get in a word, read some scripture, and guess what? That was just for you, wasn't it? That scripture, you just picked up the book, opened the page, and read. God said, I got this for you. I got this for you. I'm nearer to you because you opened my word. Amen. And it's something that you've been looking for. Something that you've been praying for. And now, because of God's word, you got it answered. Amen. You got it answered. Because you were being near to God during that time. Amen. A lot of people couldn't wait. Used to be in the past, people couldn't wait to go to church. Amen. Parking lots would be full. Pews would be full. Altars would be full. Out back would be full. Amen. Now, what does it look like? Back in, people invited people every day, didn't they? Always invited. And everybody, whether they were just doing it out of the kindness of their heart, 95% or more of those people that got invited, guess what? Showed up. They actually showed up to church that they were invited to, didn't they? And some of them even showed up early. Amen. What happened? Why are we away from that now? Now, people can't wait to get out of church. Not necessarily to go do Jesus things, but to go do me things. To go do them things. Amen. Back then, when they couldn't wait to get to church, when they got there, they asked for somebody to pray for them if they had a need. Amen. They shared Bible verses. We still believe. They still believe. But it's not the same. Amen. Their life is not the same because they're not as close as they were to the God that they once were. Amen. They still show up for church. Amen. But they lost much of the passion that was in their heart before. They still have the light of Jesus, but it's kind of a little dimmed. They've covered it up a little bit. Amen. You had it. They had it. Remember the big capital it. They had it. What does it feel like to lose it? What does it feel like to lose it? We can all lose it, can't we? We can all lose it by our own accord. Amen. God ain't going to take it away from us. Well, God is it, but He's not going to take Himself away from us. Amen. But we can surely get a little bit less of a walk, a little bit further away from Him in our walk. Amen. And it'll feel like we've lost it. Your first scripture today comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 42, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 42, verses 4 and 5. If you're home with me, let me give an amen. Let me know you're in Psalm 42, verse 4 and 5. Betty has an NIV version on the screen, but I'm reading the New Living Translation version, and it says this: "My heart is breaking as I remember how I used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad?" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for Holy Spirit working through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your words in the message, Lord, and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to open our heart, mind, and soul, the ones that are here in the congregation, the ones that are watching online, Lord, to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, that we need to get it back, Jesus. And Lord, we ask you just to be with the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Think about that. Last part of that scripture says what? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? Why was I so close to God? That's what he was thinking at that time. Why was I so close to God and I'm not now? I've fallen back from him. I fell off, I guess you could say. Amen. He felt like he had it, and he lost it. But by that scripture, I think he wanted to get it back, didn't he? I think they wanted to get it back because he knew what he was missing. He knew the joy that he had in doing the things for the Lord. But he knew also that he had slipped back from him. He knew he wasn't as close to God as he had been in the past. How about you? Do you feel it? Do you know that you're not? Do you need to get back to him right now? No better than the perfect time right now, is it? And if you're here or watching online and you never had it, oh, guess what? It's a perfect time to get it for the first time. Amen? It's a great time to get close to God that you've never known before, never acknowledged before. Amen? So that's what we're calling the message. It will change your life. All kinds of things that are going on in the world right now, people will say will change your lives, won't they? A better college degree, change your lives. Better job, change your lives. Better family, change lives. Ooh. Better classmates, change your lives. Better military buddies, change your lives. But guess what? All those things are just temporary. They're just temporary things that can change our lives, that we feel better with them. But if we don't know it, we will never be happy. They will never mean a thing. And we can't take them with us when we go at the end of the world, can we? When God comes back, we can't take anything that we've gained that we think is it, that Satan tells us is the right things to have, that social worlds tell us is the right thing for us to have. Amen. Sometimes, like in sports, you might be really good at something. You're playing really good. Oh! What happened? You lost it. You lost it. You might have been able to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in baseball, and all of a sudden the next week, you can't hit a 40-mile-an-hour baseball because you lost what it was that kept you in that game. Have you lost what you had in God's game? Have you lost what you had in Jesus? Amen. So we're going to talk about this. We got Revelation 3. Y'all like Revelations, right? Jesus spoke to the church in Sardis. thought they had it, but they didn't, did they? They thought they had it, but they didn't. Sardis was the capital city of the Lydian Empire in Asia Minor, where right around where Turkey is. One of the most powerful cities at that time in the ancient world. They had everything. They had fruit. They had wool. They had gold. They were the first ones to mint something that we still use today. They were the first ones to mint coins. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? It was a long time ago. They thought they had it. All those, though, are worldly possessions, aren't they? It was a city known for fruit. The church wasn't. Sardis was known for fruit of the world, but the church wasn't known for their fruit. Amen? Galatians 5 touched on that. They lacked spiritual fruit. So that tells you right there that they didn't really have it. Amen? They had lots of activities. Amen? But little fruit. Think about that. We got a lot of church programs in some places, but little fruit coming out of it. It's always just the same old, same old. And that's the same way Sardis was back then. They looked like they had, but they didn't. They looked alive, but they were spiritually dead. Amen. Revelations 3:1 says this. I know your deeds. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. And verse 2 says, wake up! Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of God. And verse 3. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. Now, I promise you that all of the Sardis church thought they had all that. They thought they were worthy. Amen. But God said, hold on. You've lost it. You're missing me and living more in the world. Amen. They had a reputation for being alive, but they weren't. Like so many so-called Christians and churches today, they have a reputation of being alive, but they're just there in form and function, not spirituality. Amen? They're outwardly spiritually busy, but inwardly spiritually detached. They appear full, but they feel lost. They feel left out. They feel depressed. They feel alone. Amen? Nominal Christianity is what they're going through. Nominal Christianity. They get enough Jesus in them to play the part, but not enough to change their lives. Not enough of it to change their lives. Amen? Looks like they had it, but they didn't. Just like a Sardis. There was ancient Greek cities, the Acropolis, fortress of top mountain. Sardis had castles and fortresses. In the north slope of I'm probably not going to pronounce this right, but Mount Tomulus, was 1,500 feet high. Think about that. 1,500 feet. That's a pretty high mountain, isn't it? It was surrounded by a river had a moat, and it was almost impenetrable. Except it wasn't. Because in 549 BC, a guard dropped his helmet there, and the Midian soldiers scaled the wall, and they found the guards asleep. So no matter what they thought they were impenetrable. They thought nobody could touch them. Amen. But they didn't really have it. They didn't really have it, did they? They were defeated because their people were complacent. They were defeated because their people were comfortable. They were defeated because their people let their guard down and fell asleep. How many of us have fell asleep on our walk with God and our closeness? Amen. They had it. They lost it. They were distracted. They drifted away. Spiritually asleep. Again, Revelations 2 says, wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For years we have had it. For years we have had it. And we lost it. We cared more about people we thought. Amen. We thought more about God, and then we lost it. We don't think as much about God as we did, do we? We prayed more publicly, but now it's all privately, if at all. We're not engaged in our worship. We're not engaged with Him. We're not engaged with God. Amen? Can y'all relate? Have you had it? Have you lost it? Have you been distracted? Have you been busy? Has your heart drifted? Reputation is that you're alive, but really we're dead inside. We got people that show up again, but are you not engaged? What do you do? What do you do if you don't have it? What do we do if we don't have it? I got three things for you. Three from Revelations 3. First thing is, we got to remember it. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Remember. It's a present imperative. We got to go on remembering. Don't forget. Don't let Satan drown you out to lies and make you forget what it is all about. Amen? We got to bring it to mind. We got to keep it top of mind. In the Old Testament, they had altars. They had festivals. They did a little bit of everything, didn't they? They had church. Amen? Not just a building or online, but actual church. Amen? Psalm 77, 11 and 12. Psalm 77, 11 and 12 says this. But when I recall all you have done, O Lord, I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constant in my thoughts. I cannot sleep thinking about your mighty works. Ooh. I'm glad God gives us that presence. Amen. That we can wake up, go to bed, and think about and feel His works in us and His works for us. Amen. Remember what we were before we were Christians. Remember what we were before we were Christians. Remember what we were into before we became Christians. What's He forgiven us? What has God forgiven each one of us for that we have done in our past? We felt lost, didn't we? We felt hopeless. Amen. We felt alone. But God met us in our pain. Amen. He met us in the pain. He loved each one of us. Amen. Even when, I don't know, some of y'all can relate to this, But even when you were hanging over a toilet, yes, that's the bad part of being out doing things you're not supposed to do, is you spend time hanging over a toilet throwing up. But guess what? God still forgives us. God still forgave us. No matter how raunchy, no matter how nasty we were, amen? No matter how much of a reprobate we were, He forgave each one of us. Amen? He got us off drugs. Amen? He got us out of somebody else's bed. He pulled out all the emptiness. He answered our prayers. When we didn't have any money in the bank, He still carried us through. Didn't He? He carried us through depression. He healed our body. He renewed our mind. He delivered your addictions. He gave you hope. He gave you purpose. Let me repeat that word. I sound like I was trying to go into some blues thing. He gave you hope and purpose. He gives you meaning. Amen. Remember. Again, this is the first one. Remember it. Remember what He's done. Remember it. Because He is it. Amen. Second thing is, finish it. Everybody say finish it. Everybody watch along online. Give me a talk to me a finish it in the comments. Finish it. Revelation 3:2 says, wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Ooh. Have we had it? Have we lost it? Is that where we are right now? We had it but lost it. We sat around wondering where it went. We didn't do what we told you to do. We let it go, didn't we? We let it go. God tells us never to turn from Him in any shape or form. If you've lost it, you've turned some from God, haven't we? He told you. Give it, confess it, share it. Let it go. Give it, confess it, share it. Let it go. That means when you do that, trust Him with it. If you didn't do it, you left it unfinished, didn't you? There's a few little things that we might be leaving unfinished. We got to finish the work. Amen. It might be that we have to make a call. We might have to apologize to somebody. I know that one's hard to do. We might have to apologize to somebody. We might have to throw cigarettes out the window. Amen. We might have to come back to church. Because if you're not in church, you probably have lost it. Amen. We got to block certain phone numbers or websites. We got to trust our teens to God. We got to give what we're told. We got to break up with world situations and Satan situations and turn them back over to God. Amen. That's what finishing it means. We got to finish what we have left open. Amen. And again, if you've had it and you lost it, remember it, finish it. And the last thing is this, hold it. Revelation 3:3 says, remember therefore what you have received and heard, hold it fast. And what? Repent. Hold it fast and repent. When something's important to us, We hold it fast to us, don't we? We hold it close to us. Amen? When it's important to us, that's what we give our heart time to, our head time to, our soul time to. We hold it fast. We hold it close to us. Amen? What's important to us today? Is it the ATM to get 520s out? Is the wind blowing outside? Hold it, guys. Is the kids' balloons? Hold it. Is it a joint? Is it a Mustang? Hold close what's special. Hold it close. Because God and it is the most important thing and the most special thing that we could ever live and get in our lives. Amen. Remember what you've heard. Received. Hold it dear. Though most are spiritually complacent, a few have it. A few in Sardis still have it. Remember Revelation 3:4? Did you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes? They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. Ooh. God can do a lot with a few. God can do a lot with a few. Even in Sardis, He can still do a lot with a few. Amen. But it just takes one. It just takes one of us. One young shepherd boy to stand down a giant. One brave woman in Esther to stand strong when others caved. It just takes one. We might be the one. You might be the one. It might be the one in your class, in your family, in your job. Amen. Might be the one to break addiction. Might be the one to graduate. Might be the one to get debt free. Might be the one to stay married. Amen. Sardis' church's reputation, again, was being alive, but they were spiritually inactive. They were dead. Amen. And again, Psalm 42 says, my heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading the great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again. Ooh. That's losing it and getting it back, ain't it? That's losing it and getting it back. Revelation 3:2 again says, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. And Ephesians 5:14 tells us this, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ooh, that's a pretty good one, ain't it? Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wake up in your job. Wake up in your home. Wake up in your church. Amen. Wake up in your money. Wake up in your gifts. Wake up in your prayer lives. Wake up, or wake up your friend. Wake your friends up. Nudge a person. Amen. Wake up. Give me a comment in the wake up in the comments online. For our church, again, remember it, finish it, and hold it. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the true importance of what we need to do to keep it being you at the center of our lives, Lord. Lord, to keep us spiritually alive, Lord, and not dead like one of the Sardis people were, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to be a blessing upon each one of us, Lord. May you put an impression upon our heart, Lord, that if we have lost it being you, that we would come back to you, Lord. We would ask for a new portion, Lord. Lord, we would ask that you take back over where we let Satan interfere with us, Lord. Lord, we would ask that you reign with glory and supremacy in our lives, Lord. That you get all glory, honor, and praise out of each thing that we do, Lord. Lord, if we have walked away from you, Lord, I want to be there, Lord, to the last part of that Psalm 42, Lord. I want it to be back, Lord. I want to put my hope back in you, Lord. I want to praise you again, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. We ask you to be with us till our next appointed time. In your name, I pray. And everybody said, amen.